honestly, when it started, I never thought I'd want to be a photographer. Back in 80s and 90s, photography wasn't a big career option, like a choice. That time we were talking of lawyers, and my grandfathers were lawyers, and there were doctors and engineers.
Every time I meet you, I said, when am I doing your calendar? How much did you borrow?
All my cameras I bought.
They were from borrowed money.
They were from borrowed money. Almost 30 years in the industry. I feel you can still learn so much. There's no, never
That's why
a point.
You're so relevant.
I get goosebumps now.
Hello and welcome. My name is Anupam Kher. Welcome to my show where for the next half an hour we'll be talking all things India, Bharat, with a very special guest. He's a renowned Indian fashion photographer known for his signature celebrity calendar, which he has been publishing annually since 1999. Welcome, Dabu Ratnani.
Dabu Ratnani is a trailblazing celebrity photographer who's been a prominent name in Indian fashion and film photography for over two decades. He's best known for his annual calendar, launched in 1999, featuring top Bollywood stars in stylized high-concept shoots. His work spans advertising, editorials, and portraits, and he continues to be a key visual contributor to India's pop culture landscape.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk Bharat. Fantastic. Let's start with your calendar.
Ji.
How do you decide that these are the people I'm going to use as the models?
So I started...
And there's a reason why I'm asking.
Okay. So I started in 99, where the first calendar was published in Y2K. Everyone was talking the new millennium. So I thought, what better way to start the millennium than, you know, with dates. So I pulled out... I had started my career like 2-3 years before that, and I pulled out 12 pictures of actresses which I just put together in December, a calendar, not having a plan that this is going to be a property which I'll be working on for the next 25 years, you know. So I just quickly designed a calendar in December, printed 1,000 copies, and I have physically gone and distributed each of those by myself, because I was very new, and jab bhi free din milta tha, I used to go finish 20, 30 houses, 20, 30 offices, personally deliver the calendar. And I got great reaction to that. So the following year, I started actually shooting for that from the 2001 calendar. And it was 12 boys, 12 girls. And I decided, like, from the people who I was doing a lot of work with at that point, whoever I was shooting and in touch with on a regular basis, because it's a non-commercial calendar.
Right.
There's no... money, there's no any kind of sponsorship or anything that I've taken for it. So whoever I was in touch with and who was happy to be a part of the calendar is who I took from that. And then from that time itself, like, I think about half of them have been constant for all my calendars,
right.
Like with Mr. Bachchan and Shah Rukh and Kajol and Aishwarya, who were there that time, even still Abhishek, have been continuing Hrithik, have been continuing all the calendars since then, you know. So. And the balance, 8-10 faces, I sometimes get new people, sometimes also someone's in a particular look who cannot reveal the look, someone who whose dates are not available during November, December when we are shooting. Mm. So then we keep a little buffer of extra names and try and incorporate at least 3-4 new names every year to add that freshness and stuff.
So if I was just an anchor and not an actor, I would have not made my next statement. So I've been in movies for the last 40 years. 25 years, your calendar. I've done more than 540 films. Every time I meet you, I say, when am I doing your calendar? What is it that has stopped you from using me in the calendar?
We shall definitely plan one.
Promise?
The next, yes.
On
sure.
This show?
Yes.
Okay, great. And tell me one thing. I am not a great subject for a still photographer. I'm self-conscious. So who among all these great actors that you mentioned and stars, who do you think is so amazing? Because look, when you bring out the pictures, they look amazing, but I'm sure there's a process and then you choose a picture. But who is a natural person to get the pictures done?
Many of them.
So
actually,
let me explain the process. I think you create music, you make an atmosphere of high power energy.
Correct.
So that you feel pepped up.
So the calendar, basically, when we plan who we are shooting with, I present like 5-6 different concepts to each person who I'm going to be photographing.
Yeah, they are very theme-based.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazingly theme-based.
Yeah, and because you know, I've been doing it for so many years, I've already covered so many concepts. So every time, the whole process of thinking ke it, we've same person is featured 10 times, 12 times, 15 times. What new should I do? Not only with him, but I've not done with anybody else. It can't repeat any concept.
But my question is generic, not so, related to calendar.
Yeah, so generic, I mean, in terms of, we plan it in a way that whatever concept excites them the most is what we plan for the shoot. And who's really natural and who puts in a lot of effort to make each picture really good is, I think one of them is Hrithik.
Hrithik, yes.
Yeah, you know, who, I shot his first portfolio. He's, I mean, before he got into the movies. And his enthusiasm for pictures now is the same.
It's the same, yes.
You know, so he puts in that much effort. He puts in that whole thought process. Rekha ji is another one, you know, who really puts in that 100% even now. Like, I just shot with her recently. And, you know, from seeing the whole frame to see, achha, ye cushion we can shift a little bit. So she gets involved. I honestly enjoy that process, because if someone is putting in so much effort to look good and also make the frame look great, I really enjoy, you know, connecting with them and brainstorming with them, you know, to kind of make the picture look, take it to the next level.
And who was your inspiration from the Indian photographers who, when you got into this business, and I'll also ask you, how did you get into that?
Right.
But who inspired you from the, I remember Gautam Rajadhyaksha, Rakesh Shrestha, they were very well-known photographers. But who was your inspiration?
So I trained with Sumit Chopra.
Yes.
And during this journey, initially when I was getting into photography, I met Gautam ji only. You know, and I had just a chance to meet him 2-3 times. And he was very, very, you know, positive that you must get into it and you must do it. And I had shot Pooja in the initial part of my career, and Pooja had mentioned me to Gautam ji. And he had said that Pooja has mentioned
Bhatt.
Pooja Bhatt.
Yes.
In fact, our first shoot together also was on a production which Pooja and Mukesh ji were producing.
That's right.
In Seychelles, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think Gautam ji is someone who really inspired me in terms of pushing me. And then I learned a lot with Sumit, you know. And another photographer who is the late Prabhudo Das Gupta, who was, whose work I really enjoyed watching.
Right.
And learned a lot from.
He also used to do debonair pictures, no?
Me? No.
No, he.
Prabhudo, yeah. He shot some. He shot some debonair pictures. And he, when he was in Bombay for, this is after I branched out and started on my own, when Prabhudo was shooting in Bombay, I went and assisted him. Although I was already a full-fledged photographer, I went and assisted Prabhudo just to see how he works. You know, because I feel, I truly feel, even now, almost 30 years in the industry, I feel you can still learn so much. There's no, never
a point.
That's why
you're so relevant, because you have this, you have not yet become a veteran photographer that now, aao, light and lagao. And
so
that's why you've been relevant for the last. But what made you interested into photography?
It was way back in, like, honestly, when it started, I never thought I'd want to be a photographer. It was more like picnic photos for the family and for the school and stuff. And then my first, like, an assignment I did was in my 11th grade, where there was a college fashion show happening. And there was a, like, an audio-visual, which was basically between two sequences. We used to, on the projector, we used to put up pictures, you know. So they needed someone to shoot that. So I said, I'll do it, you know. So I borrowed a camera from a friend of mine, and I actually shot, like, a fashion shoot with all my friends for the audio-visual. And those pictures were appreciated from my teachers and from, and we won the fashion show, and all, there was a good positive reaction to it. And they, my friend said, actually, why don't you think about doing photography? So at that point, I was really not thinking, I was not really thinking that it will be a career option. And 11th and 12th, I practiced on my own. Before my 12th exams, I went and met Sumit Chopra, and I told him that, you know, I'm really keen to get into photography, and I'm, the interest has been growing in the last 2 years. Then he explained the whole business to me, you know, that how it works and how you need to put in at least 3 years of working with me. Then only you will learn enough, because not, he had done a 3-year course in Santa Barbara, in Brooks Institute of Photography. And it was very, very expensive. I was from a middle class family, couldn't afford to even think of going to the US to do a course. So I said, I'll work with you for 3 years. So he said, if you work 3 years, I promise you, you'll learn more than I learned in Brooks. You know, so, and when I walked into his studio and saw his work and his pictures which he had shot, I get goosebumps now. I thought that, oh God, when will I ever reach this kind of quality, this kind of sharpness, these kind of colors? You know, it was another world from Bandra going to Colaba and going to his studio. It was another world for me. And I clearly remember, I said, Sumit, how will I ever reach this kind of quality? He's saying, just leave it to me. My 12th exams got over, and next morning, and that day I called him and I said, tomorrow I can start, my exams have got over. So he said, call time is 4 a.m. tomorrow because the first shot is at 6.
Okay.
So he said, will you come? I was like 16. This is 1990. So he said, will you come? I said, of course I'll be there. So woke up at 2 a.m., left the house at 3 a.m., reached the studio at 4 a.m. I was the first person there. Wow. And after that, there's been no looking back. I learned so much with him over the next 3 years. You know, I mean, instead of 3 years, I in fact gave it 4 years. And then my first assignment was Atish. And there was, after that, one thing led to the other. And this is.
But you're a very popular and liked by these people. One is a professional relationship. People like to choose a professional photographer who makes them look good, but you have a very personal rapport with all the actors that you shoot with. They all love you. They're very fond of you.
Right.
I've known that. They're very choosy.
Right.
Especially if there are so many photographers, etc., etc. How did you get into their system?
So I did. So I was still assisting Sumit. This is in 1993, where Sanjay Gupta was going to shoot Atish in Mauritius.
Yes.
And I had never been abroad. I didn't have a passport. And I told Gups that, you know, speak to Mr. Sippy and I'll love to come and, you know, shoot your 40-day schedule. And I'll do it for free. I just want to get the experience of being on a set. And, you know, so he said, I'll organize a meeting with you, with Vijay Sippy, and you go and talk to him. I'll put in my word, but you convince him if you can. So it's fine. So there was a time fix. I went to Vijay Saab's house and I spoke to him. I told him, you know, I'll come for the shoot and, you know, I have a vision of, you know, doing the publicity of this and it'll be my first. So I don't want to get paid. I just pay for the film, the processing, printing, because back then there was no digital. And I'll come, you know, and the TLB and the obviously the flight and everything. So he said, okay. He said, let's do it, you know. And we said, but I expect really great pictures. I said, yeah, don't worry. So I bought a new camera. I went to Mauritius for 40 days. I, in fact, had to borrow money to buy that camera. You know, I borrowed money from my aunt. I took the money. I went and bought this camera, this lens, went for Atish. And there in during, you'll remember this, we had done a fishing trip, Sanju, me, Bunty, Gupta, Atul, and all of us.
Right.
There was a picture of Sanju with the flying hair.
Yes.
So that was like the changing point for my life, you know, and that's where.
How did you take that picture? How did it happen?
We were shooting, we had gone for a fishing trip. You know, this is also another story because I bought a new camera. I didn't want to take my camera out to sea, you know, and Sanju was convincing me that you have to take it, you know, so 6 in the morning, he came to pick us up from the hotel to go for the fishing trip. And I purposely left my camera bag in the room. I didn't think he'll remember. We got in the car and he says, Dubs, where's the camera? So I said, Sanj, it'll be, you know, all this seawater and all. He just took me out, put my hand out of the car and he said, go get the camera bag. And I'm so thankful to him because that picture happened on the fishing trip and that picture became the hoarding of Atish. It was published in the Stardust Annual and that's what was like a real start to my career.
What did you give your aunt who gave you money to, how much did you borrow?
You know, so all my cameras I bought,
They were from borrowed money.
They were from borrowed money. But I'll tell you one thing, it was my mom who was giving it to my aunt to give it to me.
How amazing.
Because she didn't want me to take it for granted. She wanted me to learn the value of money.
How amazing.
This she told me much, much later.
That's so moving.
Yeah,
so,
you know, so I mean, I was like, and I, one more thing I must say, you know, back in 80s and 90s, photography wasn't a big career a choice, you know. I mean, that time you were talking of lawyers and my grandfathers were lawyers and there were doctors and engineers. photography was like either a hobby or the first thing you would think of a photographer was the guy who comes for a birthday party photo or a passport photo.
Yes.
It was not, so my parents to kind of, you know, let me do this at that stage was also, I mean, was amazing. My, like everybody, my college friends, everybody was zapped that my parents have allowed me to do BCom through correspondence and assist a photographer in those 3 years.
What was your dad doing?
My dad had a Bombay Dyeing store. He was in a retail business.
Okay.
You know, so I used to work with Sumit.
Right.
And certain months, like Diwali time or Christmas time, when he needed me, I used to go to the store and help him also.
So how do you make not a conventionally good-looking person, everybody has a personality, and his soul coming out in a picture?
Whoever I'm shooting, even if he's, even in now, if I'm shooting a newcomer who's an aspiring actor, I try and meet them once or twice before the shoot to get some kind of vibe into like what kind of a person he is. And then everyone has their own vision of how they want to photograph a particular person. So I think how you bring out that best is very individual, you know, and in terms of how you connect with the person in front of the camera.
You never wanted to sort of do a wildlife pictures. If you were to do, would you like, will you be interested?
I'd love to. In fact, I've been holding off on going for safaris because I wanted the kids to be a little older.
Yeah.
Because when they were too young, they would not remember anything from the safari. Mm. So I think now, probably next year, I'm planning to do a nice safari where I want to shoot wildlife.
Yeah,
I love.
That will be the best reinvention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, and I love to photograph wildlife.
Does it ever happen to you that you're driving or you're in the car and you suddenly see somebody's face and you say, wow, what a face?
Yeah. It happens.
It happens.
And also when I'm driving, a lot of concepts come to me.
Right.
You know, like if I'm, like few things, like once I was passing by, driving to the studio and I saw a guy sitting on top of a taxi, on the Kalipili taxi and tying something. I said, oh, that's such a cool shot.
Yes.
And I actually made Ritik do it.
That's right. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I actually made Kajol also do it, you know, sitting on the top of a taxi. You know,
right.
So I have... A lot of times when I'm like, if I was getting my tire.
There's some picture of him through a tire or something
like
that.
So
also.
I was at a tire shop getting my car fixed.
Yeah.
And I said, wow. And I saw this truck who picks up all the old used tires, you know. Mm. I did a shot of Shah Rukh with those 200 old used tires. I actually got that tire to Mehboob Studio. In fact, in this studio, I created a set here with those 150 tires and I shot him with his whole beard and that whole Rais look, you know. So.
So, if you were to shoot an actress from earlier era and an actor, one actress and one, which will those be?
I think Madhubala would be, Madhubalaji would have been a really interesting subject to shoot.
Yeah.
And it would have been, I got a chance to shoot Dilip Saab once, but.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, only just one time. I wish I could have shot a lot
of the cover of his
book yes,
yes. Yes, I remember that. I remember
I shot with him. And Mr. Bachchan together as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's that. So I read somewhere, or I think somebody told me, my director told me, I think there was one particular photo shoot where everything went wrong.
So with Ritik's first portfolio shoot,
that's
where it happened. So this is also a very interesting story. Basically, Ritik was junior to me in school.
Okay.
And this is back in the days where it was landline. I got a call on the landline and saying, can I speak to Dabu? I said, yeah, speaking. He said, hi, this is Ritik. I said, hi. So I was in Scottish with you. I said, okay. So then when I met him, I'd say, I've seen you in school and stuff. So he came over and he said, I want to do a portfolio. And he asked me my rate and everything in those days. And I gave it to him. Then he said, I'd prefer to see what clothes you want to bring for the shoot. So he came next day with all his bag, with all his clothes and everything. Chose from that. I arranged a few clothes from him, from my friends also. I said, this jacket, this, that. And he's not told me he's Rakesh Roshan's son.
Acha. And you also did not
know. I didn't know also, you know. And those days is before internet and also.
And also, you're not the filmy kind of a guy.
Yeah, I had not met, you know. So he said, okay. So I said, only one thing, I'll pay you like 3-4 days after the shoot.
Acha.
So I said, no problem. And I connected with him and also I said, no problem. So. So he called me, then we were supposed to do an outdoor shoot in Bandra, we were supposed to. And then that day it was pouring, like there was no chance of shooting outdoor. So I called him, you know, and I said, you know, it's really heavy rain. I don't think we can shoot, should we plan it for tomorrow? So, I have to shoot today. can't you arrange an indoor location? I said, I've just rented a space, the place is under renovation, but it's a terrace flat and there's leakage over there. He said, no, let's shoot there. I said, but there's water coming. And he said, no, it's okay. I said, changing room, nothing is ready. He said, doesn't matter, I'll change behind the background. But I have to shoot today. Fine. Then I called him over. I was feeling bad to take him to that place also, but he was fine with it. He got ready, this, that. But the minute I saw him through the lens, the first frame, I said, you're a star, man. And I didn't know he's Rakesh Roshan's son, even now.
Yeah.
You know, I said, man, because I shot many newcomers, but his energy was something else.
Right.
And the way he was posing and the way he was moving. And I said, this guy is too good. Yeah. And I saw his picture. I mean, so we finished the shoot and it was raining. Between him and me, water is dripping. I mean, that kind of
fantastic.
Bad weather. And finished the shoot, very happy, went back. And I said, I need 2 days for the rolls to go processing, printing. I used to do my processing in Mittar Bedi in Kulaba.
Oh my God, so many names.
So I said, it goes to town, I prefer their processing. So it will take me 2 days. So he says, okay, no problem. But next day he called me, can you get it urgently? I said, it'll take 2 days. He called me the 1.5 day afterwards and he said, can you get it today? I said, it's coming in the night or tomorrow morning. No, I need it today. I said, okay. So I went to Kulaba and got the films for him also. I went and I said, it's come, you can come and pick it up. You can pick it up. And then I got a call from Rakesh Roshan. And I was sitting at home and he calls me and says, Dabu? I said, yeah, Rakesh Roshan. I said, yes, sir. So I love the pictures you've done of my son. So I said, your son? So Ritik, he didn't tell you he's my son. I said, no, sir, he didn't tell me. Wow. That's when I got to know that he wanted to present the pictures to his dad. He needed it that particular day. And he has done a shoot the next day after we shot with another photographer. And the pictures came out really bad.
Okay.
So he needed the pictures that particular day because he had told his dad, I'll show you these pictures. And he didn't show those bad pictures. He wanted to show these good pictures.
Oh, wow.
And then that's when his dad decided to make Kauna Pyar Hai for him.
How do you reinvent yourself over a period of time? It means it's camera and your product. It's camera and a model. It's camera and a face. How does Dabbu Ratnani reinvent himself?
So I'm saying this very honestly. I treat my every day of work like my first day. I'm even now. Even like when I'm yesterday's shoot that I was doing, when I was driving to the shoot, I'm thinking that, okay, what new should I do today? I've shot with the same person so many times. It could be one new light. It could be one new reflector. It could be something. I want to do one thing different that I've done before, that I've never done before. So I feel that, you know, there's always that insecurity. I don't know how to say it, but I feel like it's, you know, you must be insecure to kind of keep creating something new.
That's so
I'm
true.
Still as buzzed. I mean, people get amazed. In fact, talking of Atul Kasbekar, we were at one workshop together at one event.
Right.
And, you know, and he was saying that somebody asked him about photography. So he's saying, I think photography is dying. You should do DOP. You should do a cinematography instead. You know, you should. So then the question came to me. He said, what do you think, Dabbu? I said, I don't think so. I feel for me, I may be biased, but for me, photography is everything. For me, I am as buzzed like I was in the beginning, and I feel there's lots more to create, and I never feel it's dying. I feel there's so much more to do rather than, you know, killing the profession, you know. So I feel that. So I'm really buzzed with it. I really feel that. I was doing an interview with India Today, and I published some pictures of Rekha Ji in my Instagram, and so they were asking me about that, you know, and I literally felt so happy, you know, like, this could be just one of those interviews. But, I mean, it feels good to kind of be appreciated even now after so many years. You know, someone calls you and say, I love that shoot. I love these pictures. I want to interview about it. It feels great because it keeps me relevant. It keeps me buzzed, basically.
I also noticed one thing that photographer in their real life and in front of the camera or behind the camera go through a personality change. When I see Rohan Shrestha did a photo shoot recently with me, you people get so animated.
I don't think it's a conscious decision from my side. I feel that it just happens, you know, it just kind of pumps you up when you're shooting, you know, and when you're not shooting, you're just, I think, more mellow and chilled out, basically. So I think when you're shooting and you're into that zone, I feel it just happens automatically. I don't think we try to be that way, you know. And I feel a lot of your personal style, your personal mannerisms reflect in your work. Mm. I truly believe that because, like I said, you know, the way I styled a particular actor, like he'll ask me, should I wear this jacket or this jacket or this? I would probably choose something that I can relate to. Mm. So I'm kind of what, that's why Emily asked me, says that a photographer also needs to be in tune with whatever genre that he's doing. If you're a fashion photographer, you have to follow fashion trends worldwide and what are the current season colors, what are the designers doing right now. You have to have an interest in that as well to know, you know, what kind of backgrounds, what kind of new look you want to bring into the pictures. You know, so I feel that that interest you must have in various topics to bring that energy into your picture. That's how you keep yourself relevant as well.
So in a world where everybody wants to be perfect, what will be your advice to a newcomer who is wanting to either get photographed or come into the world of cinema?
As an actor?
As an actor.
So I always, you know, whoever I'm shooting for the first time, I always tell them that when you're posing, when you're looking into the lens, imagine like you're checking yourself out in the camera, in the mirror. Like, you know, like I'll tell you, like when we get ready, when we are wearing something nice and we are feeling good about ourselves, we look at the mirror and say, yeah, I think I'm looking nice. You know, and how you check yourself out.
Right.
That attitude should be there when you're getting photographed as well. You look at the mirror and look at the camera like it's your mirror. Like, okay, and give it back to the camera. Yeah, I think I'm looking good. That confidence has to be there. You feel good, you look good.
But I think that's an advice not only to a newcomer, that's to somebody like me also. Because I loved your thought that I do not take myself so seriously that I am a veteran. I start every day as a new day. Thank you, Dabbu Ratnani.
Thank you
for watching. Join me again next week as we uncover new layers to the great nation of India and let's talk Bharat. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So amazing.
Thank you.